You're listening to the Living Unapologetically podcast, where you'll learn to thrive living the unapologetic lifestyle with your host, Shakita. She'll discuss entrepreneurship, life, faith, dating, and everything in between. You be unapologetically you, and she'll be, well, unapologetically her. And now, here's your host, Shakita.
Hey, everybody. Oh, my goodness. I am so excited. I'm so excited about this episode. I am so excited about you all. My name is Shakita, and I am the host of the Living Unapologetically podcast. I am just really excited about this. In case you don't know who I am Shakita. I am a mother entrepreneur, and the most excited role is just simply being a daughter of God. That is literally what I love to do. I'm also an author. I have a book out right now. Well, it's devotional, and it's called Renew Your Mind. You can get that on Amazon. And I also just completed a manuscript for an actual book, and I'm so excited about that. And that is actually going to be going live very, very soon. So keep that project in your prayers. Really, really ecstatic about that. Amongst other things, I enjoy working out, hanging out. I enjoy praying, and I enjoy really, really just living for God. I know it does sound pretty cheesy, but that is really just really who I am in a nutshell. I wanted to thank you all once again for just all of your support, all of your love, all of your encouragement. It really, really carries me through. I'm so excited that you guys are really excited about the podcast. I've been running into a lot of people, and they never fail to mention how much the podcast has really blessed and empowered them. And the reviews are incredibly amazing. God bless you all. I am just really, really grateful for each and every one of you. I feel like I have the best community ever. And I thank God for it every single day. We just had an episode called Season of Waiting with Motivated by Nina, which was phenomenal. Like, I had the best time ever talking with her on that podcast, and it has been so amazing. The feedback has been phenomenal. And lately, we've been talking a lot about dating, even as far back as the episode with psychotherapist Tanisha Horton. We've been talking about dating, and one topic that has been coming up a lot has been this detox that I am doing. You guys have been asking me about the details, and guess what, guys? I am here on today to give you the details. I'm here to give you the details of this dating detox. So welcome to this episode titled Season of Dating Detox, because we all know that there is a season, there is a purpose for everything under the sun. We always have a season. And so this episode, we are going to be talking about detoxing, right? I am talking about the dating detox, but you could apply this to whatever part of your life you want to apply this to. And guess what, guys? I will not be long, but I am going to be strong. I'm excited. So let's go ahead and get into it. Let's go. All right. The first thing you have to do when you are starting your detox is determine if a dating detox is right for you. So typically you want to ask yourself, am I experiencing what we call dating fatigue? Like, I'm sort of burnt out. I'm not looking forward to dating anymore. I am just kind of over it. I meet the same person with a different face and it's the same result. Like, I'm sort of expecting something different, right? But I end up on the same dead end street. Like, I have the directions. Like, I know at the end of the tunnel is my man of God, but the route I'm taking, for some reason, I'm ending up on the dead end street. Or it could be that you aren't meeting quality men and women. The people that you're meeting, they're just not up to your standard, and you feel like you're settling. You feel like you're not content. Even if you match, even if you date, you still feel like something's just missing. thing. And that could be a sign that you need a detox. You know, it could be you're really frustrated. You're meeting the same people. You're kind of burnt out. You're just kind of over it. You kind of just want to make time for yourself and you want to be intentional about it. Maybe you just want to carve out some time for yourself because the holiday season is approaching. So maybe you just want to intentionally carve out some time for yourself. And hey, maybe you need someone to hold you accountable. Listen, I can hold you accountable because I actually have 24 days left, right? I've been doing this thing. I actually did the 90-day detox and I've been extremely intentional about it. But I did share with you guys, I believe it was the episode before last, which was the season of singleness, when I sort of slipped up on my detox, right? But I'm back at it harder, stronger than ever. And so I can definitely hold you accountable because accountability is key. Like, I got your back, for real. If you feel like a detox is right for you, what you will want to do after you've answered yes to some of these questions, because you're simply over it, and maybe you're not dating, but you just got out of a relationship, detox is really, really healthy for you. You will be able to find great benefits from a detox after a heartbreak, our relationship didn't meet your expectations, it didn't pan out the way you quite wanted it to, and you're a little disappointed, and you don't want to play the back and forth game with this man or this woman. You kind of want it to be over. So a detox will definitely keep you strong, but you got to make sure that this is what you want, because these detoxes are created to be super hardcore. They're very hardcore. So you got to be in it to win it. And so if you're deciding that a dating detox is right for you, the second step would be determine your time frame. You can do a 30-day detox. So let's say you're ending a relationship with someone maybe 6 months, 6 to 12 months. You know, maybe you could do about a 30-day detox. You could do a 60-day detox, 90-day, 6 months, or you can do a year. And you could pick whatever you feel. Determine, you know, the length of your last relationship and just kind of ask God where you should start at, right? I thought 90 days would have been perfect for me just because that's, I prayed and I felt like that was going to work for me. And it was definitely not just a detox, because I literally cut a lot of things out of my life during the 90 days. So I literally cut back on so many things, but there was a major heavy emphasis on dating and online dating. So you have to determine your time frame. You have to ask yourself, like, you literally have to sit down and literally plan this out with God, because this is really serious. If you do this detox right, it totally can change your life. If you use this time to work on yourself and draw closer to God, like, you will see, I'm telling you, I have seen literally my life change, like, right before my eyes, my habits, my thoughts, my routine, just the overall structure of my day and my priorities definitely has shifted. And so I believe that you will benefit from a detox of any sort tremendously if you include God, like, period, like, for real. So after you determine your time frame, if you're going to do a month, if you're going to do 2 months, if you're going to do 3 months, then you need to determine exactly what you are going to be detoxing from. So let's keep it on dating, right? So with my detox, I did online dating. So I was scheduled to do no online dating for 90 days, right? So I deactivated my dating profile. I deactivated that. And then I wasn't dating anyone because I haven't met anybody to have a relationship with. So at the time of the detox, there were no relationships. Like, I've been single for about 2 years now. So there was really really no relationship lingering or anything like that. So there was no dating going on. And I wasn't even really talking to guys at all, like over the phone. I'm still not talking to anybody over the phone either. Like my mind is just really, really clear. And I took the liberty of really, really cutting down on social media. I literally made it a mission to hop on social media when I needed to post content for the podcast or for the women's ministry or for the book. And if I felt God leading me to share maybe like a quote or something like that, like I literally was intentional about my social media. I'm still not using Facebook right now. I will hop on Messenger, but I definitely limited my social media, and I've been seeing some really, really good results. If you are going to do the detox, like this is really simple. This is just really what I did. I literally sat down with God and I got my notebook out, because you are going to need a schedule. You're going to have to create some sort of schedule for yourself, because if you are on online dating, let's say an hour or two a day, what are you going to fill your time with, right? If you're dating, if you're meeting people, if dating was filling your time and now you're doing a detox, you have to plan ahead, because if you fail to plan, you plan to fail, right? So you have to find something to substitute the time. If you're going to commit to this detox, what are you going to be doing instead of dating? What are you going to be doing instead of looking for a date? What are you going to do? So you have to have a schedule or create some sort of routine. So for myself, once I started the detox, I started to write more. And that's why I was able to finish my manuscript a lot sooner, because I wasn't spending the hour that I would spend looking on, you know, responding to messages. I did have a workflow with the dating. I had a workflow. So I would take time to maybe browse profiles, respond to messages. And so let's say I did that for an hour, hypothetically speaking. So that hour that I would use for the dating detox, I put into something else. And then you take the time that you use to get to know someone. And that can be very consuming. Those phone conversations can start off short term, and then you're on the phone all day, you're on the phone all night, you go to sleep on the phone, you wake up on the phone. And that is a huge distraction. And that is the biggest time sucker. Like, you really have to be mindful of what you're getting yourself into as far as distraction. You have to be able to set very, very clear boundaries when you're dating, because I've learned that I initially pour in a lot right off back. Like if I meet you and I'm really into you, you know, I'll give you access to me, which means that 15 minute phone conversation, like, you know, I'll go into it saying, listen, I'm not going to talk to him for no more than 15 minutes. We're going to a 15 minute phone conversation. That's it. But I will literally override that and look at my phone and it's like 3 hours later. Like, yes, that's great to be able to talk to someone for that long, but I think about what else I could have been doing with that time, especially if the relationship ends up on a dead end, right? So you think about all the time that you've invested. I saw something the other day where this guy was like, you know, I'm not upset with my ex. I just want all my time back. All my time that I invested into her. Because one thing we never will get back is time. Time is really, really the hottest and highest value commodity, asset, whatever you want to call it, that we have. We will never, ever, ever get our time back. And if we continue to pour it into people and it doesn't work out in the end, we've lost a lot of time, right? So you have to be strategic too. But these are some things that you could work on while you're detoxing. When you detox and you get all of that out of your system, right, then you'll be able to focus. You'll be able to see things more clearly. You will be able to know yourself more clearly. You will be able to know you and discover you. So whatever your purpose for detox is, right, because mine was, I was just really, really looking looking for to minimize distractions. And I was also looking to step away from the dating scene because I was kind of running into the same thing. I was running into the same type of person. And so I felt like, and I wasn't actually going on a ton of dates. It was really easy for me to withdraw. And my ultimate purpose at the end of the detox was to come back a more disciplined person and a more balanced person. And I want to be able to really, really avoid time wasters, right? Because, you know, some of these guys, let's be honest, and women too, they're probably just there because they don't really have anything better to do. They have some downtime and they kind of want to see what's going on and they want to kind of see how far you're going to let them go, right? And I don't want to waste my time. I'm really intentional about dating. So I'm dating with a purpose. I date on purpose. And so I try to eliminate as much distraction as I can, right? And so one of the tips I have to sum this all up, if you are going to do a detox, the first step is you have to determine if it's right for you. If you are willing to commit to this, if you're willing to really, really seriously consider it, right? That would be step one. Step two would be determine your time frame. How long are you going to commit to the detox? Whether it's a dating detox or just a detox period. How many days? What is your time period? And then the third thing is, what are you exactly detoxing from? Be specific. What are you detoxing from? Write it all out. Write it all out, and that way you will have it. And what I do is when I wake up every morning and I come to my workspace, I look at it. Today I'm at this point, of course, I know it like the back of my hand, but if you're new to it, it's good to revisit it, right? And so here are some tips for you. The first tip will be, as I mentioned, create a routine, create a schedule. What are you going to be adhering to? What are you going to be doing instead of dating, instead of going out, instead of mingling? What are you going to do to comp that time, right? So that you're not bored, because you don't want to be idle. You don't want to be bored, because if you're bored, you're going to end up falling back into old patterns. We're going to do what's comfortable. And even when you're uncomfortable, let's say you hit 7 days, 14 days, keep going, right? Because the temptation to fall back into your old ways, your old habits is going to be there. It's going to be very present. Right? And that's why, like, 40 days in, I was sort of like, oh man, you know, and it happens, right? I have to be transparent. It happens. But you could avoid it by just really, really staying focused and staying accountable. The second thing would be create a playlist. Like, get all your favorite songs in one space and listen to them. Like, create. I have an amazing playlist right now. It is so, I'm telling you, wherever I play these songs, everybody's like, can you send me this playlist? That's how amazing it is. And this playlist helps me vibe out. It's a Christian playlist, but it's very upbeat, very full of life. And it literally helps me just vibe and just trust God and flow with God and just worship God. And it literally takes me to a happy place. And I absolutely love it. Another thing I would suggest is join a book club. I never realized how much I love to read until this season of my life where I am single. I love to read. I read a book. I read the Bible, but in addition to reading the Bible, I have a physical book that I read in the morning and I read on my lunchtime and I read after, like right before bed. Like, I love to read. I'm not watching TV and I'm not on social media, so I spend a lot of my time reading and I'm just working on different projects that God has given me. So that is really, really fun. And I know it doesn't even sound fun, but it's really fun to me. And I really enjoy working out. That has really elevated me too. Just working out has definitely cleared my mind and kept me really, really happy. So that helps out a lot. And of course, we all know having like-minded women in your circle, having a group of like-minded people, having people to keep you accountable accountable. We all know that community is key. Getting around single women of God or other singles, people that are just like you, people that want the same thing you want. It is a blessing. Friendship is a blessing. So we don't want to detox and isolate ourselves from the world. We want to find a good girlfriend, a good friend that we can say, hey sis, I'm getting ready to embark on this detox and I'm going to detox from X, Y, and Z. Would you hold me accountable? And I promise you, 9 times out of 10, if she doesn't say, oh girl, I want to do it with you, she'll say, yes, of course I'll hold you accountable. I've had friends like that where God will say, I need this from you. I would like for you to give this up, or I would like to set you free from these habits, and I want you to step into something new. And I know that it may be difficult for you, but you know, find someone that will hold you accountable, and I will call my friend and say, hey, this is what I want to give up this next season of my life. Will you hold me accountable? And every single time they say, absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. So find someone that can hold you accountable, that's going to be able to hold you accountable while you're doing this, and let them know, be transparent. This is what's going on. This is my experience. This is what I like to do. And another thing I would recommend is write out your goal for the detox. Like, write out your goals during a detox. So for my 90 day, that's 3 months. That's literally 3 months. And so I wrote out what exactly I wanted to accomplish. What are some personal goals that you like to reach? What are some projects that you can get done? Maybe you can finish your book. Maybe you can start your podcast. Maybe you can start your fitness club. Maybe you can start your community. Maybe you can grow your social media, right? Maybe you can go back to school and, you know, finish your degree or pick up a trade or learn a new skill. You know, maybe you can do that within 3 months. So what would be your goal? Like, what are you literally going to exchange that dating time for? And even if you're using a detox to draw closer to yourself or to better and empower to make a better version of yourself, then what are your personal goals? What are some personal goals? Maybe you want to have a healthier lifestyle and you have more time now to plan out your meals. Maybe you want to give back to your community so you have more time to volunteer. Maybe you want to volunteer more in your church, so you're going to have the time available. So ask yourself, what are the goals, whether they be personal, whether they be professional, or whether they be relational? What are your goals during a detox? And then after the detox, what do you want to see? For myself, I said, I want to go back dating. I want to be more confident. I want to be more secure within myself. And I want to have healthy boundaries. I don't want to get sucked into something, right? I want to be able to recognize a red flag, and I want to be strong enough to walk away, right? I want to have my willpower, and I want to have discipline also. So that's just some of my goals, but write it out. Let's see some of the other questions that you guys asked about the detox. One question that I got, is it exciting? It's exciting. It is very exciting for me because I'm learning and discovering new things about me. I'm discovering new things about myself. I am discovering, as I mentioned, how much I love to read. I'm discovering different things about myself. And guys, I have to be honest with you, I've lost a lot of weight. I took a picture the other day on Snap and my entire body fit in the frame. And that is huge for me. I'm able to literally see these goals I set come to pass because I'm focused. I'm more focused than I've ever been in my life. I'm more driven than I've ever been in my life. And I'm not going back and forth with my emotions concerning these men. I'm not wondering, is he going to call me today? Is he going to text me today? I'm not there. Like, I literally have the space to focus on me and to focus on my children and to focus on what God wants me to focus on. And it's beautiful. And I remember when I first started this podcast, I will share with you all how I would sleep. And sometimes I felt lonely. I was alone in the bed by myself and I felt sad. But now I tell you, I'm so blessed. I am so blessed. Because I literally feel God's love. Like, literally, it's like he blankets me. I play the Calm app and it is beautiful. They have all these different tones and melodies, and I play the app and I read my book. book and I read the word of God and I pray, and I promise you, it is not the same feeling when I started about what's 40 plus days ago. I don't have the same feelings now. I enjoy it. I literally enjoy it. I enjoy where I am right now in my life, and I trust God. I'm really trusting the timing of God. Like, absolutely, like we discussed last week with Nina, of course we desire a husband, right? And I'm praying for him. I'm praying for him. But in the meantime, in between time, I trust God, and I trust the timing of God for my life regarding my relationship. And I've given up all control of trying to pick the right person, because God has the capability of picking the man that's not only going to serve me here right now, but he's going to serve my future. He's going to be the man that I can grow with. You guys already know the type of man that I'm looking for. I don't even need to go into that. We are almost, what, 7 episodes in? I think you guys kind of have an idea of what I'm looking for. But I have to wrap this up because, listen, I'm excited. I'm super excited. So let's wrap this up. We are going to determine if the detox is right for us. We're going to determine our time frame, and we are going to determine what we're detoxing from. And we're going to get someone to hold us accountable. We are going to finish it. We are going to finish strong. We are in the last quarter of the year, the last quarter of 2021, and we are going to make it phenomenal, guys. I'm excited. God bless you all. I pray that you embark on this season of detoxing, that you can find the benefit in literally getting to know yourself more, even if you took the next 30 days to get to know yourself more, right? Even if you took the time to reach some personal goals before the new year, or even if you take this time to do something you've always wanted to do, I think that you will be so glad that you made the choice today to do something different. Guys, thank you so much for listening. It's always a pleasure to be with you all. It's always a pleasure to hear your feedback, to see your reviews, to talk with you all face to face. I'm so excited. If you have any questions about the detox, hit me up on Instagram. Don't be a stranger, guys. I am the most friendliest person. Like, God has really changed my heart, and I am the most friendliest person. So go ahead and don't be a stranger. Reach out to me. Let's be friends. Let's grow in Christ together, guys. And let's finish this year strong. Bye.
Also, don't forget to check out Shakita's latest devotional Renew Your Mind Challenge, available now on Amazon Kindle. 21 days of scripture, affirmation, and journal prompts.
You've been listening to Shakita on the Living Unapologetically podcast. Join us next Friday when she discusses more of faith, entrepreneurship, and everything in between. Please visit our website for more information, www.iamshakita.com, or on Instagram @iamshakita. And don't forget to like and subscribe.